Welcome to the Gorfein Schiller and Garden podcast series. Today we are joined by Tom Colgrove, who is a principal for tax services at Gorfein Schiller and Garden, who will be providing insights into how to lower your 2021 tax bill, along with other mid-year tax planning tips. And Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me again, Matt.
Absolutely. It's great to hear your voice. And let's kick it off. So we are technically in year two of an extended tax season. And what should taxpayers be thinking of from a high level to prepare for year end?
Taxpayers should do a mid-year projection if they want to prevent being under or overpaid during the year. The IRS has tools on their website to help you estimate what your withholding should be. Additionally, you may want to also contact your accountant to run a more detailed projection for complex situations. Taxpayers should also be aware of the quarterly estimated tax payment dates, which occur on the 15th day of each quarter. So this would be April 15th, June 15th, September 15th, and January 15th. Taxpayers who have income from sources that don't withhold income tax need to be concerned about paying these estimates for next year to avoid an underpayment penalty. So nothing new this year.
All right, great. And I understand there are certain things that taxpayers should be doing or thinking about when it comes to lowering their 2021 tax bills. And we'd love a rundown of these items.
Sure, there's several things. Number one, contribute to your retirement accounts. If you're eligible to contribute to a deductible traditional IRA or an employer-sponsored 401k, these are two of the easiest methods for reducing your tax bill. For 2021, you can typically contribute up to $6,000 to an IRA or $19,500 to an employer-sponsored 401k. These amounts don't include the catch-up for those who are 50 and older. If you are self-employed, you can set up a 401k plan or a SEP or simple IRA and sock away even more to get a tax benefit today. So number two, contribute directly to a charity. Even if you don't have enough qualified charitable expenses in order to itemize your deductions, you can still get a $300 deduction if you're a single or $600 if you're married. This deduction is treated as an above-the-line deduction rather than an itemized deduction. Number three, consider a donor-advised fund. With a 2021 standard deduction of $12,550 if you're single and $25,100 if you're married, you may not be able to claim your charitable donations as a tax deduction if the total amount of your annual donations is below these dollar amounts. As an alternative, you can consider donating multiple years' worth of contributions to a donor-advised fund, or DAF, if you have the available cash, so you can exceed the standard deduction this year to maximize your benefit. Then make your cash contributions from the donor-advised fund to your favorite charities over the next 3 years. And then number four, there's a large tax break for daycare expenses coming in 2021. If you have one qualifying dependent, you can spend up to $8,000 in daycare expenses while cutting your tax bill by $4,000. If you have more than one qualifying dependent, you can spend up to $16,000 in daycare expenses while cutting your tax bill by $8,000. To receive the full tax credit, your AGI or adjusted gross income must not exceed $125,000. And then the fifth tip I'll give is contribute to an FSA or an HSA. So if you have a flex spending account or FSA, you can sock away up to $2,750 in 2021. This allows you to pay for medical expenses and pre-tax dollars. Unspent funds in an FSA can now be rolled from 2021 to 2022. And if you have a health savings account or HSA, you can contribute up to $3,600 if you're single and $7,200 if you're married. So what I recommend doing is adding up all your contributions to your FSA or HSA so far in 2021 and see how much more you can contribute between now and December 31.
Awesome. Great rundown there, Tom. And are there any other tips to provide, like, for example, checking the current W-2 withholdings and any required minimum distribution updates to consider?
So definitely check your W-2 withholdings and turn in a new W-4 to your employer if you got married during the year or had a child. Regarding the RMDs, as many of you are aware, the CARES Act suspended the RMD requirement for tax year 2020. I just wanted to remind everyone that you will need to begin taking RMDs again in 2021 and consider withholding taxes from your RMD so that you aren't required to pay in quarterly estimates.
All right, awesome. Well, Tom, appreciate this quick rundown here. Lots of great information. And we always ask this question, how can Gorfine, Schiller & Garden help taxpayers with this type of stuff?
GSG is here to help for any tax situation you feel is too complex to handle on your own. For those that need a mid-year tax projection checkup, feel free to reach out to any one of our professionals.
All right, perfect. Well, this concludes this Gorfine, Schiller & Garden podcast interview with Tom Colgrove, who's a principal for tax services at Gorfine, Schiller & Garden, who, as you heard, provided insights into how to lower your 2021 tax bill, along with other mid-year tax planning tips. And Tom, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Matt.